Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I fucking need. So the reason I give every day, even though there's no races, there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there. Because I know there's so many people that have the ability that just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way.
You got to commit your very being to that thing. You got to eat it. You got to breathe it. You got to sleep it. You got to want that thing so bad that all the people around you think you're insane. You got to want it more than you want to party. You got to want it more than you want to rest. You got to want it more than any of the short-term gratifications that tempt you to take the easy way. There's no easy way for you. There is only the way. And that way is the way of discipline, dedication, and hard work. If anybody tells you to be more balanced, they don't get it. All these average motherfuckers are afraid of dedicating themselves to something for more than a few fucking days. You gotta allow yourself to be unbalanced for days, months, years, however much time you need, in order to build that life, that dream, that thing you want so bad. All the average motherfuckers will wish for it. They'll hope for it. They'll talk about it. But you'll be the one who gets up and works for it. You gotta dedicate every second of your fucking life to that thing you want. You gotta be willing to cut people off that don't support you. You gotta give every single day every ounce of fucking energy and effort you have in order to pull it off. When you push yourself to that level of obsession and drive when everyone thinks you're insane, you're psycho, you're losing your mind, you're at the exact right level of what it'll take to become the best.
No one great ever made it to the top through being casual. You have to force your body and mind to operate on such a high level that others are scared to reach for.
So you gotta make the decision. Are you willing to do the things required to go to that level? Because if you can reach the point where your mindset is, I will do whatever the fuck I have to do to win, you will dominate every single challenge and competitor you face. Dedicate yourself to the activity. Dedicate yourself to 1 month, 6 months, a year, 5 years. I don't know what stage you're at, but you gotta push yourself to go further than you have been. You have more in you. The difference between the average guy and the winner on top is the average guy does what he knows he's supposed to do, what he knows is good for him, but falls off the plan after a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a few years.
The winner, on the other hand, they stick to it relentlessly. They never stop. They do what they know they gotta do and go even further. They break through the mental barriers people make up in their minds. They stick to the task for as long as it takes to get whatever the hell they want. They don't give up what the weather's like, what time it is, what day it is, what's going on in the rest of the world. They focus purely on the task at hand, and they nail it to the very best of their ability every single time, every single day.
If you stay consistent, you can do what many think to be impossible for one person. A person can move mountains given enough time, enough energy, enough persistence, enough discipline, enough consistency. All it takes is you getting up and doing those things you know you gotta do without any interruption, without any deviation, without anything getting in the way. You don't leave room for your feelings to get a say in whether you execute or not. No, you do what needs to be done without any internal debates. You keep your focus on that thing you want, and you don't allow anyone or anything to pull you away from it.
The power is in the routine. If you make your daily routine consist of all those things you gotta do, you will 100% get there. It's only a matter of time.
My glory doesn't happen in front of a crowd. It doesn't happen in a stadium or on a stage. There are no medals handed out. It happens in the darkness of the early morning. In solitude, where I try, and I try, and I try again, with everything I have to be the best that I can possibly be, better than I was yesterday, better than people thought I could be, better than I thought I could be, then claim one victory that no one can ever take away from me, ever, a victory that is earned every single day. A victory of determination and will and discipline. A victory achieved because I will not stop.
It's the character of who you are. It's not the title that makes you. It's not the success that makes you. The character defines the success, defines the fame, and it starts right there. Championships aren't won in the theater or the arena. They're won in the thousands of hours in the training room, in the labs, and the 5 a.m. runs, and those brainy, and everyone else is sleeping. That's when it's won. How you hold yourself in the small things of life. Build the character winning blocks of the things that we'll remember for. Do the job right or don't do it at all. That's the same person who has his hand raised on the podium one day. Same mother... It's how you look at something if your name's attached to it. Then you do it right. The best of your ability every single time. I'm talking about concrete commitment. I'm talking about the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. Everything you do gotta pour into that dream. I understand it is in the process that you get better. It's in the process that don't nobody know your name. And 5 years later, you're one of the best in the world. Why? The process. I don't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm broke. Then why do you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Because I ain't finished yet.
If this is not your vision, it doesn't make you fully alive and express, and it's your real goals, bail. Quit sooner than later. But if you know it's right for you, then resilience is everything. The ability to be resilient toward your dreams, to keep marching on, meeting the struggle, the trial, the chaos, the frustration, the hurt, the anger, the disappointment, the shame, the regret, the embarrassment, and all that is there, and you keep marching on, you know you'll be a successful person. It's the ability to be optimistic enough to know, this too shall pass. This time shall change. I will find a way. I will honor my truth and keep pursuing my dreams. Thick and thin, storm or night, I will maintain my march.
Mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
I hope that you understand that every single person that you look at, every single person that you admire, every single person that you aspire to be like is literally just a regular human f***ing being like you that has worked their motherfucking ass off.
Now, it's gonna be hard, but you ain't got nothing else to do, so you might as well apply yourself to something that has a benefit. And what some of you doing wrong, you play the game, but you not the game. You play football, but you not football. You gotta go all in. You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
That is something that is built and ingrained into a successful person, not because they were lucky with it, not because they grew up with it, because they developed it by doing it once, did it again, did it again, did it again. The more bold and courageous you are, the more bold and courageous you'll be in the future. The more confident you are today, the more confident you'll be in the future. The more you overcome yesterday's struggles today, the more you'll be able to overcome the bigger struggles tomorrow. Never forget these things. Keep marching, my friend.